Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
For years, rugby league was relegated to the thin, dusty airways of AM radio. But now,
a new era.
It's blaring out in full-fisted stereo sound.
As Triple M rocks the NRL.
On the FM band. Every moment live.
Here we go. Kicks it, reaches out, scores over the 40.
They come to the open line.
This might be a miracle try.
He's got it.
Triple M rocks the footy.
Let's go.
Across Australia.
Come on. Sunday Triple M footy on a Sunday. Dan Ganane with you, the host without a questionable Wikipedia page. Did you hear that, Jamie? Sounded very funny.
No, I didn't, Dan. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
No, I didn't hear what happened.
Maroon's got a Wikipedia page and there were some things in there that...
Yeah, because you can change that. You can change it to make things not what they are.
Anyway, it was a great show. Well done, boys. Kenny and Hoops and Maroon and Gordy Tallis. We'll see Gordy in a second, I believe. But, Jamie, you are in for the absent Ryan Girdler.
Yeah.
You have one egg sandwich at Belmore and you get food poison.
Yeah, well, disappointing crowd there yesterday at Belmore. So and Gerds has come up crook. But
We don't know if it was the egg sandwich, but...
There's a fair chance.
Well...
So you're saying there's a chance?
Well, because he's such a healthy man. Maybe
I
just
know.
The idea of an egg sandwich has done him in. His body wasn't equipped to handle.
Oh, so you're saying that it's like you put diesel,
that's exactly what I'm saying.
You put unleaded in once and it's straight
to
the
over.
Keeper. Okay. Well, hopefully Gerds is listening and hopefully you're all right, Ryan.
We'll see Gerds next week. How are you, Sal? Jeez, you've been a busy boy and you're off to Denver, Colorado next week.
Yeah, thanks, Hoops. Looked after me. I'm going over to Denver next Friday to call the test between England and New Zealand. So
hang on, you don't think I'm Hoops? Hoops just sorted this out for you.
Yeah, Hoops sorted it out for me. And we're going over there. He's the sideline reporter, and I'll be calling with Brenton Speed.
Good's that?
The man of many talents, Brenton Speed. Can call anything.
So you're on a flight. When are you going?
Leave Friday. I've got a lunch at the Star on Thursday afternoon for an Origin lunch, and then on the plane Friday, and then come back Sunday night.
Well, very good. So, and then you're straight back on the plane and...
straight back to Division 2 basketball out of Penrith on Tuesday night. Back-to-back champions.
Boy.
Not bragging, but back-to-back
it's
champions.
Very interesting how that test match goes.
Yeah, it will be. Yeah, certainly a few players have dropped out over the weekend with the New Zealand side. But, it's going to be interesting. I just want to talk to some of the Americans and see what they think of our game.
Yeah,
up front and raw and the best players, I guess, from New Zealand and England.
Anyway, so that's next week. It's on, I think, about 6 a.m. Australian Eastern Time.
Yeah.
And Fox is showing it, but Origin Day, but obviously very early in the morning. Hello to you, Billy Harrigan.
Hello, Dan. G'day, Jamie.
Looking very relaxed.
Hey, Bill.
You got the scruffy beard today, the messy hair, the Guns N' Roses T-shirt.
Is everything okay?
Everything's good. I was very pleased that we weren't going to Campbelltown.
He's let himself go.
Hey?
He's let himself go. Ever since the referees have given up, he's given up too on his looks.
No, it's just
they've given up the hard line stance. They're not nitpicking. So Bill's like, well, I'm not nitpicking with my appearance.
It's a wool and windy day. So.
And the man who is dressed like LeBron James today. Hello to you, Gordon Tallis.
I'm dressed it's cold. I'm dressed comfortable.
It's a nice jacket.
Yeah, it's a great jacket. I got it from Nike in Melbourne. So I was there before the Origin, it was a bit cold in Melbourne. So I went and saw my mate Curtis and got a great jacket. It's a beautiful colour, maroon. And
worth nothing in a couple of weeks.
No, because I'm a Chicago Bulls fan from Jordan. So when I was when I was about 20 or in the 90s, when Chicago were going mad, and I think they won six in about 8 years. Obviously, I jumped on that bandwagon and I haven't really left. And then I watched the Lakers play, so I got a bit of Lakers gear. But I'm a Bulls man.
Yeah.
No, when I was in America, I bought some Chicago Bulls gear because it was cool gear over there.
Yeah.
They're grey with Chicago, and always wear a Chicago hat.
Have you got a Golden State Warriors shirt underneath that?
No, what if I got...
Oh, just double-checking. You just seem to realize all the winners that you've gone
for.
No.
It's another freebie.
No, I tell you
what... Reeled off all the winners he's gone for.
I bought this in the Newtown area, in the arty area of Dallas.
Why did you do the air quotes there?
The arty... Well, the people that don't work that walk around with dreadlocks that, pretend that they're artists.
We're human.
Walk around and make beers and coffees. And they're important to
artisans
the world.
And the like.
Yeah, and they got the beards. And oh, please, get rid of your beard. when I was a kid, the bloke that had a beard was a tough bikey.
Hang on.
And everybody.
The man who's, you know, too cool for West Newtown, but was pictured in West Hollywood last week.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. WeHo.
What?
WeHo.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
And you, and you had your cool jacket on and you had your missus there and you fit right in.
No, it was good. I got a cousin that actually lived in New York and London, and then she... It was pretty good. There was a place, Soho Club or something. It's $8,000 to be a member just to go there. So I went there and had a drink before and then went to this club called, the girls probably know, it's called Catch. And, yeah, it's obviously... So when you go to the place like that, it makes all the Bondi wankers look like they're from Alice Springs. They're not cool. All the place that Bondi, they think they're cool, aren't cool. It's so funny.
So you got to cost $5 to become a member of an ARI here, an RSL, and you're saying it costs $8 just to go in and get a drink.
Yeah, and that wasn't even, and that was just a bar. That was just like a lounge bar in Soho.
Wow.
So, which is in WeHo.
Jamie just told us about the trapeze going on. A whirlwind trip to the States. How was your whirlwind trip?
No, it was
trip?
Good. It was a bucket list. Obviously, in 96, the Broncos, when I first joined them, I hadn't played a game. I left Dragons in 95. We did a tour. We went to Denver and watched the Gridiron game and came back. And when we were in Las Vegas, Evander Holyfield was fighting Mike Tyson for the first time. And we bumped into Jeff Fenwick, the Hall of Famer, a great guy, and he offered us tickets. And we were all flying out to Denver that night. So to change your flights and catch up with the crew and all that, it sort of become too hard basket. But that was back in the day when we didn't do anything for ourselves. Everything was handed to us then. So right now you just change your ticket, you get online and you go back to your room. Yeah, and the tickets were, I think, $400 US back then, which might have been. But for $1,000 to watch that fight, in hindsight, would be a bucket list. So to go there and watch Jeff Horn, and he's a great little Queenslander. He's so humble and he was outclassed, but he kept on walking forward and trying his best, and I suppose that's all you can do in life. And he just epitomised a little Aussie that was getting outclassed. And
what is it like watching a bloke that you're cheering for?
Yep.
And you're right. He tried his butt off, and the bloke he fought, he's unlucky. He fought a bloke who might be the best pound for pound fighter in the world right now.
Yep.
But he was getting pummeled. Is it a painful experience when you see a guy not just losing a sporting event, but actually physically getting bashed?
Probably have to ask my mum that when she started watching me late towards my career. Can you pass or put a step on, you know, when you run into someone big and they keep on putting you on your backside? But that guy that he fought, Crawford, you don't know too much about him because he fights out of his little hometown and he's not one of those big talking Americans, but... once you're over there, you realise that his status in the boxing ring is unbelievable. They say he's once in a generation fighter, so he will never be touched. They don't think that anybody will fight him or beat him. So for Jeff Horn to be where he's at, and he was a unknown Aussie, no one gave him a chance. I think he was 9-1 to beat Pacquiao. When he did that, he struggled in his next fight, I think, against Crawford, the English guy, and he tried really hard, but it's a totally different world.
I'll come back to you in a second. I just want to say hello to you, Bill Harrigan, because I haven't introduced you. Hello, Billy.
Dan.
We'll get to Judge. You've got a good Judge Billy coming up in a moment. But, Gordy, what I want to know...
Can I jump on Judge Billy for a minute? Can I just get on? They didn't let me do my Raging Bull.
Yeah, I was listening for that. Why not?
Well, can we do it here?
Yeah, I'm going to do it right now, Dan. Thank you for letting me interrupt.
But hang on, haven't we got production?
No. We don't need any production. But I was watching footy last night, right?
All right, okay.
So like, I had my boys, and my boys started playing soccer, so... I'm one of those dads where I love watching every sport. So I watch basketball. I watch every single sport. I watch the darts. I don't care what it is. And when your kids are playing, it's even better. It's the most important sport in the world. So they played soccer, gymnastics, tennis, rugby union, rugby league. They've done them all. But I'm watching the footy last night, and we can watch whatever. So the All Blacks are playing. So watching the All Blacks, and we're flicking between the NRL and the All Blacks. But I'm mainly watching the NRL because we get paid to watch. So watching it, flick back over. Every time I flick back over to rugby union, they're standing still. Not the bag game, but they're standing still. Then we get to the Cronulla-Brisbane game, which I thought was really
good
exciting.
Game.
A good game of footy, right? So I'm talking about a good game of footy. It's going back and forth. I kept on flicking to the Wallabies because I wanted to know what happened because they're Australian. And I'm patriotic. I love Australia. I captain them. Blokes went away in a rusty tin boat to fight for us. So I'm not bagging Australia. But every time I flicked over, just as a product, they're standing still. Then I went to the soccer. A $2 billion side can't score a goal against a side where there's 13 teams ranked higher than them that aren't even playing in the World Cup. If it's a World Cup and there's 32 teams, you should have your 32 best teams. It's like us having a Melbourne Cup, right, and not having the 16 best horses. There's 30.
That's why they have qualification.
Yeah. Hold on. The qualification, but there's still, right, there's still 13 sides that are better than Australia, and then there'd be other sides.
They failed to qualify.
You want the 32 best sides fighting for it. The 32 sides that play in the World Game every year should automatically go in. That's what the World Cup is. It's not picking. Mate, it's not picking. Oh, listen, we need a side from Australia so we get the television audience. Not that I'm saying that it happens. We need a side from Asia because we need the television audience.
Well, why do you think they gave America the World Cup in 8 years? Because they TV money. But anyway, go.
But they're ranked higher than Australia.
You love the basketball, Gordy?
Yeah.
So who were the two best teams in the NBA this year?
Golden State.
And?
Houston.
And they played, so they should have played in the finals?
No, because they got beaten, because it was Eastern.
But there you go. So you're saying with World Cup.
No, but they all got a chance to play against each other.
But all these teams had a chance to qualify, and they all failed.
So when has Australia played Brazil to make it in there? When have they played?
Yeah, but you're saying it needs to change.
They put them in a pocket. They put them in a little pool where they win to get through there. You know that.
You know what they're doing, though? They're making it 48 teams, A, for the money, so they can get, you know, more.
But I'm just saying, so when you're watching it and you think it's the best, this is how naive I am. So I turned it on thinking, is this the best 32 sites? How's Australia in the best 32 countries in the world? So I Googled and we're not.
Yeah, but it's same with the grand final every year. Do the two best teams play, or is it just the two that get there?
They're all playing in the same competition.
They all have the chance to qualify.
So, was that your raging bull?
No, the thing is Italy, right? So what would Italy beat Australia by?
Well, France only beat us by one.
So would Italy beat us? Would Chile?
We would have beaten Italy if you didn't take a dive in 2006.
We wouldn't have.
Yeah, we would.
With Christian Vieri.
They won that game because he took a dive in the box and they got the penalty.
Nothing wrong with diving, Bill.
So hang on, but what is your point, Gordy, that Australia shouldn't even be there? This is your point.
No, and then it comes to a point that Australia love losers because now everybody's on their bandwagon.
I agree with this.
And they're on the back page because
we lost. The gallant defeat.
Yeah.
Mate, France were in second gear, third gear. They didn't try, I reckon. And then when footy stopped them,
bullshit, Gordon, what, they didn't try?
Oh, not until the end. And then
they didn't try. Right. Oh, no, it's only the World Cup. Hey, they weren't trying.
Tell me this, mate. I've played against sides. Oh, so when I was Australian, mate, I played against Russia.
You were making some great points until 10 seconds ago.
Just a minute ago.
So you reckon that France went...
No, they were going half pace.
What about Iceland?
Do you reckon they went flat out?
It's the World Cup. You cannot afford to throw games away.
Look at Argentina.
Do you reckon they went flat out?
Look at Argentina.
I do. I watched.
Of course they were.
I think they did.
What, flat out from the start?
Let's rewind a little bit. 1 minute you say you're turning over to watch a game where they were standing still because you're patriotic. And then next minute you're bagging Australia in a World Cup.
No, I never bagged Australia.
Well, you are. You're bagging them because you're saying they shouldn't even be there.
No, they shouldn't.
Well, mate, they're there. They qualified under the rules, and you should be patriotic and turn on there and say...
Well, you should have known the rules. I watched the Roosters-Penrith grand final. When they scored a try, the Roosters were about 2 metres in front of you the other
day. Now we're making it personal.
I'm not just saying, mate, you just brought up rules. I'm just throwing a scenario out when you threw up rules.
And Billy's Judge Billy coming up after this. Brent Reed's mail as well as we do Triple M Footy live. Campbelltown Stadium, the venue this afternoon. The Tigers and the Raiders, we do it for Ream.
Triple M rocks the footy. Thanks to Ream.
The debate continues, by the way.
Were we live then, talking?
Yeah, we were.
Oh, cool.
It was all right. I don't think any naughty words made it. But Billy continued the debate on behalf of the anti-Gordon people. Twitter, not on your side on this one, Gordy.
Good.
@MMM_NRL.
Oh, the bully. I'm getting bullied here.
Trolled.
No, pull that I'm word getting out. Bullied.
Okay. No, we're debating and discussing. You're not
please
getting bullied
bully
at all.
Yeah, I am.
Don't pull that word out of a hat.
And when you two get to it, it's always heated. It's always what people would call a mass debate when you two get together.
And you should be worried about me now.
Why's that?
That's what happens when people get bullied or they do something wrong.
Wanted you to know, Gordy, after consideration, I agree with you. Every point. I'm on your side.
Oh,
I just don't
because once I explain it,
please. No, you know I'm against you, but I'm just not. I'm not like Bill.
Change to the score in Newcastle, Melbourne 16.
Why is
Newcastle
it players
10?
And referees?
Why?
No, it's just not got a common ground. It's just you.
Well, I do like this is an opinion hour, the 3 o'clock yeah. hour. We've had can we steal Raging Bull? I mean, can we? If they don't respect you enough up there with the 12 o'clock
No, because there's so much on because we got Kevy on late, and I'd rather.
This is a good interview.
Yeah, and I'd rather. Well, I think yesterday they got told that he was busy, and I just shot him a text to find out who's in and out so we could give the listeners a bit more info. And he goes, mate, I'll come on. And it was a great interview, and there's not enough of that. You know, and then that's that game. If you ask a Queenslander what's the most important game of the year, they'll say Origin 2, and then I say Origin 3. Then after that, they want Broncos, Cowboys and Titans to go on and win the competition.
Isn't that the difference between a New South Wales and a Queensland fan? Is a Queensland fan, it's Queensland first, club second. In New South Wales, it tends to be you want your club to win first and then New South Wales second.
Yeah, Queensland's your probably number one side and your club side's number two.
Yeah. Addo Carr's just scored, so that's a double for him. I think that's 14 tries for Addo Carr, so he's one behind Kusatua. Melbourne 20, Newcastle 10.
He's got an amazing record. When he scores one, he usually scores a double.
And there's still 24
to go.
He's
got a good beard too, the Fox.
He might, but it's not as good as Mille Jedinak, the captain of the team that shouldn't be at the World Cup, Gordy.
Hey,
let's go.
Don't jump on the Twitterverse or whatever they are.
Hey, I had my opinion before I looked at Twitter. Yeah.
Good. You, mate, and if you're living by Twitter, you've got a very shallow life.
But they're looking
for one.
Yeah. Well, we have a sponsor called 4 and 20, so I have to look at the tweets, Gordy. Yeah,
no, mate, I'm 4 and 20. Hey, no, you don't need to look at Twitter to like a pie, Dan. That's where you've changed. Do you need to look at Twitter, Bill, to like a pie?
I don't, but he does. Because
to like a pie?
Hold on, I'm with Dan.
Because don't jump on me.
Because Twitter. People have to go, they tweet into the show, and he has to be able to acknowledge them.
Yeah.
That's social media. That's part of society.
I don't
like it. No, I'm not on it.
We like callers that come in and
because
be part
we're dinosaurs.
Of hey?
No, people don't use phones anymore.
It's nice to use to our friends now.
Let's just do this.
No.
All eyes for the Honourable Judge Billy.
Honourable.
Last Monday, the NRL came out and said no more nitpicking penalties. I think that was wrong to go out. They should have done that in-house. But to go and do that publicly has now put a lot of pressure on the referees, and so we're all watching them this weekend. Up until this weekend, I think the penalty count average was 17.4, 17.6 per game. Up until today, I haven't included the game that's on at the moment, but it's 13.1. So penalties have come down. But the referees still don't know what is the difference between a nitpicking penalty and a penalty that they have to do or have to give to keep on the crackdown that they've started over the last 15 weeks. For instance, in yesterday's game, and this is where I talk about empathy of refereeing and empathy for the game and having a balance in it. There was one penalty against Matty Pryor last night, which was a nitpicker. And then there was another one against Michael Gordon in the Titans game where the score is 32-10, 6 minutes to go. Titans get the ball 5 metres out from their own line, get tackled. Michael Gordon goes into dummy half, decides to take it down a 7 metre wide blind side. And as he does, the markers split and the marker closest to him is offside and gives chase. But he gets tackled when he gets to the winger and that marker joins in. He was going nowhere. He was tackled. It was finished. And yet the referee blew a penalty, which is a nitpicking penalty. When you have an empathy for the game at 32-10, Titans in front, running out, that penalty's not needed. You look at what's the impact of a penalty and what do I gain from it? You're gaining to... this is the level, the standard I want. We're not worrying about that. 6 minutes to go at 32-10. And the impact on the game. So there's your nitpicking penalty. So the boys still don't know, and I feel sorry for them, still don't know where they're at between the clampdown and a nitpicking penalty. That's one.
Whoa, Billy.
Last night,
you're supposed to, that's
I go down.
You brought an accent. It's supposed to be whatever it's called.
It's me gavel. Last night I go down to Shark Park as my little daughter's dancing in this big extravaganza, which was fantastic. 1,800 girls and boys dancing. So all the dance schools within the Sutherland Shire putting on the halftime entertainment. It was terrific. Freezing cold down there, let me tell you. I was down there 2.5 hours before she had to come on at halftime. Freezing cold. But here's the point. I'm thinking I'll have a beer. I don't go to the footy much where I can sit on the hill and have a beer, so I go down and have a beer. I got my $10 out. I said, I'll have a can of Great Northern, thanks. They said, you need a card. I said, excuse me? And they said, no cash, card only. I took a pocket full of cash and my pass to get in. I didn't take credit cards or any of my wallet down there to the park. I don't carry a wallet like that.
Yeah.
I couldn't buy a beer because I had cash. What has happened? Cash was king. What the hell has happened there? Cassius, I couldn't have a beer last night.
Cassius Clay is one of my favourite fighters.
My third and final one is I'm listening today to our partners, my mates, on Triple M Footy Show from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock when I come in.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Maroon's leading. Maroon, good job. Well done.
Great job.
How the hell do you put up with a Gordon Tallis, Paul Kent and James Hooper yelling over the top of each other, interrupting each other when I'm trying to listen, because I'm interested in everything that you blokes individually have to say, but I can't bloody well hear it because there's too much over the top of each other.
Yeah, do you know what? But that was funny because I know the segment you're talking about. He's Wikipedia.
Oh, he's killing me.
That was hilarious.
Come on, that was funny, Bill.
No, that part was funny, but it's when you were... Oh,
because it was his face, because you had to be there, and his face, say Maroon's close to 6 foot. He got down to about 5 foot, and he went bright red, and his glasses started to fog up. So we had barrels all loaded, and we could not wait. So we're coming out of the trenches with our guns loaded, trying to shoot him. And yes,
this
we
was
were
the grandstand
trying to have
one.
A go.
This was when you were talking about grandstands at local fields. Oh. He wants the big grandstand.
Where does he go and get all of his corporates done?
Wow.
Where does he go and get all of his corporates done?
Can I change topic just momentarily?
Please.
Todd Greenberg and his press conference. All season he has owned the crackdown. He has said it's on me, blame me. And that's been quite credible. But to then come out and say the refs have been nitpicking, I thought was a little bit taking ownership away from himself for the first time in this whole thing.
Yeah, and I did find out. Remember we talked about when Bernie Sutton came out and said, we are going to referee this game.
Gordy. Oh, no, that was good.
Please.
Oh, so you're not on these
refs. Please, can you
That's finished. Now we're talking.
Oh.
Can you leave your ADHD outside and let Billy talk?
I was called Red Cordial when I was growing up.
When we said we hope that the Origin is refereed differently because Bernie Sutton came out and said we will be refereeing this exactly the same. We said somebody must have said something. Well, the tip is that Wayne Pearce on the commission was the one who came out and said, you will referee this differently. And I got no doubt there's probably been pressure from the commissioner, maybe Wayne Pearce and a few of the others saying, we have to change what we're doing because the public out there...
But that's his job on the commission,
jumping up and down. And I have no problem with anything that we may do during the season, changing things, whether it's tweaking a rule, whatever, if it improves the game for us. But to come out publicly and say that with the referees after they've supported that crackdown... It should have been in-house.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
It should have been in-house.
And that's why Wayne Pearce is on the board or on the commission, because when there's something that comes about football, there's supposed to be business people on there, but when it comes to simply the product that runs out there, so it's viewers only. And one thing I'd love Wayne Pearce to push too is I want to see another Wayne Pearce come back into the game. I want to see Wayne Pearce needs himself to come back in for his legacy, so he needs to get the interchange down and get it down quickly, and that's what he should be on there fighting for right now.
All right, Melbourne have scored again. Suli Vunivalu and Cam Smith just nailed the conversion from the sideline. So it looks like Melbourne are home there. 28-10 over the Knights, and that's with 19 minutes to go. But quickly, we're late. Yes or no, has the game been better this weekend?
Yeah, I loved it. Yes. Loved the games all weekend.
All right, we all agree. Let's take a break. Sorry, Reedy, we've got to put you on hold. We'll get you on the other side with Reedy's Mail, and we'll look ahead to this game. Should be a good one. West's Tigers, Canberra Raiders, Triple M rocking the football. Prime time for CCs.
Triple M rocks the NRL.
Thanks to Ream. Triple M rocks the footy.
It's West Tigers Canberra live on the Triple M NRL Network. Gordon Tallis, Jamie Soward in for Gerds, Billy Harrigan and Dan Ganane on a beautiful, although chilly and windy, Sunday afternoon at Campbelltown Stadium.
Chile.
Oh, one of the teams that didn't qualify for the World Cup, who are better than Australia. Why do you have to bring that up? Why do you have to get the tweeters angry?
Because I'd rather win by beating everybody, beating the world's best.
Don't you like seeing Australia
on
the big stage?
Instead of buying a ticket in against the 15 best soccer nations in the world, I'd rather play against all of them and beat all of them.
Yeah, good.
The 10,000
be there.
The 10,000 Aussies with the Fanatics in Kazan don't seem
to
mind.
There was only 7.
Only 7,000. All right, okay. No change in Newcastle. It's the Storm 28, Newcastle 10. I just don't like it when you drag us down to your level in an argument, Gordy.
And beat you on
experience.
You've
only beat us on experience.
Hey, I know I got Bill offside. He's got his arms crossed already.
Why don't you go and get
you
some
normally cross your arms. Yeah, you know, I will.
I'll
I need
shout.
A break.
No, you go and get him.
No, I'll shout.
All right, let's do this.
Reedy.
You've got mail.
It's time.
You have mail.
For Reedy's mail.
Well done, Reedy.
Reedy, who I know had a deep and meaningful with Gordy in Las Vegas, and you both came out to the other side. Hello to you. How was Vegas, Reedy? Oh, it was no good. Oh, dear.
That's how good it was.
That's how good it was.
What happens over there stays over there.
There was a great shirt, actually, when you leave the airport.
Oh, he's gone, Reedy. All right, well, we'll try and
what
get him back.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Well, except for STDs, they go everywhere with you.
Wow. Wow.
It wasn't. Hey, that's not my line. It was on a shirt. That you Bill wants a smile, but he can't bring himself
no,
to
no, let's just, no,
he just giggled.
Let's move on to the next segment.
Yeah.
It's in case you missed it.
On Triple M Footy, in case you missed it, let's rewind a little.
Right, we've got a lot to get through here. We'll get to the serious stuff first. Now, a lot of you might have just heard in the news there that Kevvy Walters said that Billy Slater got through training yesterday, so he should be okay for Origin, so we don't need to play that. But here's... You want to say something on that,
Gordy? No, fingers crossed.
Paul Kent on back-ended contracts.
I don't know why we have back-ended contracts. I don't know why the NRL doesn't come out.
I think
out
the NRL's trying
it.
To stamp them out.
Well, they should
they
ban
don't want them.
Them
anymore.
They're banned in the
they
AFL.
All they lead to is problems.
Every club that has tried to be clever and back-end a contract with and multiple times throughout their roster has come into disaster.
You agree, Jamie?
Certainly. I think you should be able to just have contracts as is. I don't like back-ended. Look at the Bulldogs now. Look at Manly. Those two clubs are in dire straits because of back-end of contracts.
But don't they deserve... They were mismanaged, so they don't have themselves to blame.
Yeah, but if you took back-end of contracts out...
Yeah, they're mismanaged because it's a way of legally cheating. So from you saying, I'm going to buy all these players now, they're the best players, but I'm going to pay for them in 3 years' time.
Yeah.
You can't go and get the best 10 players in the competition.
You can't lay by anymore.
And then win a competition.
Yeah.
You as a coach sign a 5-year deal and go, oh, look, the salary cap.
Well, Manly did it for so long, didn't they, Gordy?
Absolutely.
Manly did it through the Stewart boys.
Well, now I think I know why Gordy's fired up, because a caller had his way with him a little earlier.
Yeah. No, I deleted it.
Did you?
Yeah.
You went away in the ad break and just... You went away for a couple of minutes. You saw the list of things are about to play. You've...
Mate, you know how you said you're in Newtown, you bought that shirt? You know those brownies you bought in? I think a couple of the producers have had a couple of those special brownies.
No, because you know
pressing
what?
The wrong buttons.
You let them get it over you once, Dave. And you can take it. And it wasn't your day. You can't let them get it over
you. It was about the geography or something, wasn't it?
We're talking about that forward pass. By the way, did you think Darius Boyd threw the ball forward?
Yes.
To Corey Oates?
No.
Yes, he did.
I called it. No chance.
He did throw forward because he ran forward.
No chance was that forward.
Opinions. Beautiful.
There's two types of passes. There's armed passes and then there's flick passes. So we just flick of the wrist. So I don't. When I throw a long ball to you.
I showed the boys upstairs, right?
Hold on. When I throw a long ball to you, Gordy, I don't use my arms. I just flick the wrist and it goes out. So if I flick the wrist like that and it goes backwards, and it floats forwards, that's play on. Is that right?
Correct. Right.
Last night, Darius Boyd double pumped and then went over the top. Went backwards, floated forwards.
So
there was no hint of forward pass.
Okay, so how far was that pass? 12 metres? You'd say 15, max. Floated 5 metres forward.
What was more forward, that pass or the one in Origin?
The one last night.
No. No chance.
So I showed the boys. So I showed the boys upstairs last night. So this hole, it's coming out of your hands backwards, right? So I said, watch this. So I threw my arms backwards and the ball went forwards. I threw my arms as hard as I could backwards. It's where you let the ball go. Players are that good. I guarantee you, if you say, hit that thing there and go your hands, mate, they'll let the ball go and hit the thing. Okay. It's like a baseball pitcher.
You two,
mate, he can let the ball go wherever he wants. And the
what
ball
did you think?
Turn.
You two are not going to agree. Billy, what did you think?
It's out of... It's good. It doesn't matter what the follow-through is. When it leaves the hands, if it's out of the hands backwards...
Okay, Bill, and that come
forward.
In...
You were there.
Please
live.
Explain.
Well,
Gordy's
thing was, if you're driving a car at 60 kilometres an hour and you drop a tennis ball out the window, it's going to travel forward.
Oh. Mate, like, yes. And I get all that, right? And then I reckon the referees, for being cute, come up with that. When they made a mistake on a forward pass, his hands backwards. Let's just go back to if the balls travel forward and if we got a line, and if we got a line where he passed it on, because they say they don't have a line, right? And I understand that because we don't have lines going down the field.
We know
but if he's passing it on a line And if the ball travels forward and we know we can call it, we go back and we call it. The ball went forward 5 metres. The out of the hands backwards is a cop-out when they let a forward pass.
Bill was there and we know he wasn't drunk because he wasn't allowed to buy a beer.
He couldn't buy a beer.
So what did you think,
good.
Bill?
It was good.
Thank you.
Now, see, and then that's what's wrong with
you're
our
in
game.
The corner of the... That's the worst place to watch football, Shark
so
Mark. And you're telling me that
game.
You saw it was backwards.
You know, I didn't miss anything. When here's the analogy I used to use. As you're coming into a platform, a railway station, if there was a white line drawn on that platform and the doors were open and as you hit that line, you jumped out backwards of the line. So you're jumping to try and go behind the line.
Yep. How fast
you
is
will
the train
end up,
traveling?
And the train could be traveling at any speed, doesn't matter.
Yep.
You are going to end up on the forward side of that line.
Yes.
Which is what your tennis ball thing is. That's how we used to say it. So I could throw the ball backwards on that line.
Yep.
And it's still going to be taken 3, 4, 5 metres on the other side of the line because of momentum. What makes it look bad is a lot of the players, when they pass it, get hit.
Yes.
And knocked back. And the ball travels forward and they go bang.
Yep.
But I can tell you, as a referee, one thing that we did do when we weren't sure if it looked like a pig, it's a pig.
Why doesn't common sense come back into it? When it's there and the ball goes forward, it's forward.
But anyway, Maroon said it best. If you're driving 70 kilometres an hour and there's a fly in the car and you slam on the brakes, does it hit the back? Does it hit the window?
That was the best.
And with that, you got 3.5 minutes to ponder that because we're going to a break. We'll come back and we'll preview this game. 28-10, Melbourne are home against the Knights. 6 minutes to go there. Triple M rocks the footy. Prime time for CCs.
Triple M rocks the footy. Thanks to Ream.